Last Thursday, several hundred Seattleites gathered at the Seattle Art Museum's Olympic Sculpture Garden to imagine the future.
Tonight, we are thrilled to celebrate the 50th Pachacacha Seattle event. Big ideas, imagining Seattle's future, 2035 and beyond.
First thing that we need to do is we need to straighten up the whole Pichacucha, Pachacacha thing. So everybody together, Pachacacha, yeah?
What's a Pachacacha? Well, think of a weekend conference jammed into a couple of hours, a conference at hyperdrive. Each speaker limited to 20 slides at 20 seconds per slide. The goal of this Pachacacha was to begin what promises to be a lengthy Seattle process to come up with a new comprehensive city plan. We're going to have to figure out how to accommodate an estimated 120,000 new people expected to move here by the year 2035. Diane Sugimura, director of the city's Department of Planning and Development, set the table.
Seattle 2035. What will Seattle be? What do we want Seattle to be? We want to hear your big ideas for achieving the comprehensive plan's important core values: community, economic opportunity, environmental stewardship, and social equity.
The current comprehensive plan identifies three urban centers in Seattle meant to absorb most new housing and jobs. That is downtown, the University District, and Northgate. John Scholes from the Downtown Seattle Association.
So I want to talk about the must-dos. First, we must align our capital spending with our growth plans. But today, this is how the Seattle School District is going to spend their capital dollars. Nearly $1 billion in capital spending from 2007 to 2020. Not a dime will be spent in an urban center within our city. I think this is a big, big problem if we hope to grow these urban centers, both with housing but also with jobs over the next several years. And this isn't limited to our school system spending. We see this in our parks budget as well. The most recent levy spent about 10% of its investment in our urban centers. I think this is a problem.
Bryce Merriman, landscape architect and a member of Seattle's Board of Parks Commissioners, examined how a major figure from Seattle's past might look at what the city needs to do by 2035.
What if John Charles Olmsted came to Seattle today? You'll remember for sure that Seattle's founding families invited Frederick Law Olmsted's progeny, the Olmsted brothers, to Seattle at the turn of the century to develop a comprehensive system of parks, playgrounds, and boulevards for our young boomtown city. They asked John Charles for a 100-year vision for a city of 500,000 people. If he were to come here today, he'd find much to applaud. I think if you provoked him and you asked him for his advice, he would admit to some concerns. He might be appalled to learn that the last person to do a long-range, comprehensive parks and open space plan was him over a century ago. He would implore us, beg us, to demand a vision to ensure that we get the future that we want. In developing that vision, he'd also ask us to learn from Katrina and Sandy, remember the climate-influenced king tides of late, and the risk of tsunamis, and create softer, vegetated shorelines that can mitigate those risks, create connected open space corridors, and still allow for trade. And finally, John Charles might suggest that one of the best ways to get people to access parks is to let them live nearby. Urban parks are our country's strongest civic infrastructure, and inviting more people into our cities to use them only makes our communities stronger.
There are many more challenges for Seattle to overcome by the year 2035, ensuring people of all incomes can live here, avoiding what's happening in San Francisco, where the average house price is $1 million. But amidst all this talk of serious issues, writer and comedian James Garth Todd took a time machine to 2035 and instantly returned to tell us what he saw.
The Costco-backed Proposition 420 passes, allowing retail chains to jump into the marijuana market. Costco offers the public the biggest bag of weed you have ever seen. Costco also sees huge spikes in sales for hacky sacks, 5-gallon jugs of fudge, Pink Floyd CD box sets, and other chains jump into the mix. Nordstrom offers high-end pot that you can return if you don't like it. Whole Foods offers this 100% organic free-range bud at $225 a gram. And the dollar store sells weed grown in China that may contain lead paint chips and smells like expired fabric softener. The city's first cat park opens. Now Lord Fluffy Butt can roam free.
James Garth Todd, one of the presenters at the Big Ideas Imagining Seattle's Future 2035 and beyond. It was last Thursday at the Olympic Sculpture Park. You can expect to see many more discussions in coming months as Seattle begins to redraw its comprehensive plan to figure out how the city can accommodate a 20% increase in population over the next two decades.